actually I'm going to be picking up a little bit on what Sarah was saying, because in particular I'm going to talk to you about our approach to audience development, rather than necessarily sort of individual projects that we've done. And I'm very much going to look at it from the Imperial War Museum as a whole. So I thought I'd just give you a quick overview about the Imperial War Museum. Our overall goal, particularly picking up in terms of what Sarah said about Tate, is that our overall goal is to enrich people's understanding of the causes, of course, and consequences of war, and in particular modern war from 1900. And we do this through our own unique collections, vivid personal stories, and powerful physical experiences. And we engage visitors of all ages with the issues of modern conflict. And I don't know whether you know, but there are actually 5 different sites to the overall Imperial War Museum. There's Imperial War Museum London, which is our sort of flagship museum. There's Churchill War Rooms, which is in Westminster. HMS Belfast, which is the warship moored on the River Thames. Imperial War Museum Duxford, which is the RAF fighter battle station in Cambridgeshire, and Imperial War Museum North, which is actually based in Salford Quays. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about those individual branches as I move forward. But overall, we have a collection of photographs, films, art, everyday objects, and they all tell very powerful and extraordinary stories of people and places, ideas and histories. I thought I'd show this slide because it's sort of giving an overview of our approach to audience development within the organisation. About 2 years ago now, we had a new Director General who arrived at the Imperial War Museum, and she has gone sort of put us through what she described as our Fit for the Future programme, which is very much looking about where we want to be in 10 years' time, and particularly in the context of a very difficult financial climate. And when we started going through this process, that we knew that cuts were going to be on the way in the context of the fact that we are a nationally funded museum, funded directly by the DCMS. And we knew that we were going to have to be very clear what we wanted to be as an organisation moving forward and where we wanted to go. So very much we take a very audience-centred approach to everything that we do. And one of the things that we have done, particularly as part of our corporate planning process for the next 4 years, is concentrate on setting a set of defined audiences for each branch. So rather than attempting to attract every single audience, what we've done is try to prioritise the audiences that we're trying to engage for particular branches. And as part of that, develop a very clear market position for each site. And I'm going to talk you through that, what we've done for each of the 5 sites as a result of that. And as I mentioned, each branch corporate plans begins with and plans on the basis of that market position and the priority audiences. And we've literally just gone through a very large 4-year corporate planning process. And the audience development positions and priority audiences were established at the beginning of that corporate planning process, so all the programming was thought of that in mind. And what we want to do in future in terms of our audience development plans is also to incorporate our commercial audiences and our online audiences into this overall process. At the moment, we very much focus our audience development plans on visitors to our sites, but we also have a huge audience coming to our website, and we also have quite a large e-commerce program where we have a number of trading activities where there are that we engage with audiences that aren't necessarily directly related to audiences on site. So whenever we look at the sort of audience development plans as part of our corporate planning, we always look at the trends that have been going on in the marketplace. And over the last few years, what we have noticed at a sort of macro level is what we describe as the rise of the staycationer. I don't know whether you've heard of that term, the staycationer, but particularly in the context of the recession here in Britain, what we have noticed that more people are staying at home. They're not traveling abroad to go on holiday. They're staying at home, so they're having a staycation. and actually that has actually sort of benefited a number of museums and galleries, particularly those that are free, where we've noticed that the domestic market has increased as a result of that, because people are wanting to try and do more things on their doorstep. Also, as a result of the recession, value for money is quite a key decision maker. And three of our branches are actually charging branches. We have two museums, the Imperial War Museum London and Imperial War Museum North, that are free to enter. The three remaining branches are actually chargeable branches. So we need to make sure that we are giving out a message that we are a value for money offer. Also, we have noticed that international tourist visits have decreased, and particularly at a number of our sites. That's quite a major market for some of our sites, and I'll talk about that in the next slide. And also, we have to be aware of certain kind of environmental disasters or whatever that take place within the marketplace at various times that do have an impact on our visitors. And I don't know whether you're aware of the volcanic ash cloud from, I think it's from in April, May of this year, and that actually did have quite an effect on our numbers to two of our sites in London, because we weren't getting people travelling over from Europe as a result of it. At a more micro level, we are very much, or what we found is the significance of anniversaries within our programme is actually does sort of have an impact on our audiences. So, for example, this year was the 70th anniversary of the Battle of Britain, and Duxford, our site in Cambridgeshire, played a very important part in the Battle of Britain, and as a result has done quite well in terms of numbers this year, because it's been more top of mind with people in terms of that particular anniversary. And again, picking up a bit what Sarah was saying in terms of encouraging loyalty across various different branches and trying to get people to sort of do different products. We have five different sites, but there isn't at the moment, or it's something that we're trying to develop, necessarily knowledge of the five sites as part of the overall IWM brand. So what we're trying to do is increase awareness of the IWM brand as a whole and the five branches within it, in order to be able to encourage audiences that currently go to one to maybe think, well, I had a good time at that branch, therefore I might be interested in going to another one. We have also noticed that major events and temporary exhibitions do have an impact on our visitor numbers. I'm sure it's the same for everybody, really. If you have a very big sort of populist exhibition running, then that will attract and drive a wider audience than you might normally necessarily have. And also in the context of museums and galleries as a whole, then there has been a slight decline in visits to museums and galleries in England over the last couple of years. So all these things we take into account when we're looking at the audiences that we want to try and engage with and develop as part of our planning. This sort of gives some overall basic statistics. These are very much looking at it sort of corporately across the overall site. So all in all, we have about 2 million people visiting the five sites, and we generate about £6.1 million in income. Overall, about 60% of our visitors are from the UK, but there are two particular sites, Churchill Warren. You'll have to excuse the abbreviations, because they're quite long words, so I've had to abbreviate the various different sites. But Churchill Warren's and HMS Belfast do have more overseas visitors. In particular, Churchill Warren's, where it's 67% of our visitors are from overseas, and we have a very, very strong audience coming from America, 36%, which means that we are susceptible to a certain extent, because obviously we can't necessarily have control over how many overseas visitors can come over to Britain, and we don't have the budgets to be able to market to those audiences either. So it does make us a little bit susceptible. In terms of our regional sites, the one in Manchester and the one in Duxford, they tend to be more locally driven in terms of the audiences. Perhaps given our subject matter, it's not surprising that we have slightly more male visitors coming to our sites than female, and particularly Duxford and HMS Belfast do have more male visitors. We do, across the board, have quite a broad cross-section of age ranges, but our historic site, the Churchill Warrens, does tend to attract slightly older audiences, whereas HMS Belfast tends to attract more family visitors. In terms of knowledge, most people have more of a general knowledge than a specialist knowledge, and nearly two-thirds, or just over two-thirds of our audience come because they feel they have some form of personal connection to the subject matter. Either it's because their family, or their history in terms of their family living or fighting through the First or Second World War. 8% of people are actually studying or teaching the subject. 6% of our audiences actually do have connections with the current armed forces, and 3% are veterans of some form of conflict. And in terms of sort of purchase power on our sites, 37% of our visitors overall visit our cafes, although as you can see with Duxford, that's 75% go to the cafe. They've got very much a captive market there because it's very much a destination. It's out in the middle of the countryside, so once you go there, you spend a long time there, so you will eat and you will shop at that site. Again, overall, we have about 75% of visitors overall going to our shops and about 35% of them buy. Oh, gosh, really? Oh, gosh. Okay, very quickly. Sorry. Right, okay. The way that we develop our audiences, we develop a particular audience segmentation for our audiences, which is based on motivations of visiting. So we have 7 different audience segments that we develop all our programming and all our communications around. So if I run through them quickly, we have learning families, which makes that 35% of our audience, and they're driven principally by a desire for their children to learn about war and its impact. Kids First are basically there more for a social visit. They're looking for a fun day out as part of the family. Self-developers are coming because they're searching for their own quest for knowledge. They want to find out more about the subject. Empathisers are looking for a more spiritual or emotional experience. Sightseers are first-time visitors, again, more with a social motivation because they know that one of our sites is a must-see attraction. And days out are repeat visitors, similar motivation to sightseers, but repeat. This is a quick slide to show how they vary. Very quickly, Churchill War Rooms has more of an adult audience and therefore have more self-developers and empathisers. Belfast and Duxford have more family audiences, principally learning families and Kids First. And both North and London tend to share similar kind of characteristics in terms of their audience segments. I won't go through this too much, but it just shows we've done a lot of research in terms of what people expect in terms of content and experience for the various different audience segments. And so when we're developing particular products or programs for those particular audiences, we know what sort of content or what experience they might be expecting. Okay, all right, I won't. I'll just get run through very, very quickly then in terms of what we're doing for our 5 sites moving forward and the audiences that we're trying to prioritise. With our London site, 2014, the 100-year anniversary of the First World War, is a very important focal point for us, but it does mean over the next few years we're going to be quite a bit of a building site while various galleries are shut. So one of the things that we're trying to do is to focus our audience development on around our art collections, particularly the galleries on our top floor where our art is. And we see that as a real audience development opportunity to get some of a younger, creatively cultured audience engaged with our art collection. We have the second largest modern British art collection outside of Tate, and not that many people know about it, so we see that's a really good opportunity to develop an audience. With Churchill War Rooms, it's a unique historic site. It's basically where Churchill and his war cabinet ran the Second World War from. And when they shut the doors at 1945, and nobody went in there for about 25 years. And basically, you step back in time when you go into this site. It's as if literally Churchill has just walked out of the building. And we get such a huge amount of enthusiasm of people who visited, but actually not that many people in the UK, particularly Londoners themselves, are that aware of it. We've done some research into motivations for visiting, and Londoners actually don't really know that much about it. So what we've been focusing on in terms of audience development for Churchill Ballrooms is to develop the cultural London audience and very much sell it as London's secret underground, a place that people didn't know about. In terms of Belfast, again, we did a lot of research around HMS Belfast and people's motivations to visit, and it's become a bit of a landmark, but a backdrop on the River Thames. It's actually situated right next door to Tower Bridge and the Tower of London, but people don't realise that it's actually a visitor attraction. So what we want to do is make the ship more visible in terms of bringing the ship to life through the stories of life on board the ship, and very much position it as part of a fun day out in the area. And picking up on the fact that a lot of families visit, we're focusing very much on positioning that site more to the family market and develop product that will engage the family market. North is very much a general museum, targeted very much at the northern audiences, but one big thing that's coming up is the opening of Media City, which is BBC are transferring a huge amount of their staff and offices up to literally opposite Imperial War Museum North. So we're seeing that as an opportunity to engage a more adult audience with the programme there at North. And then finally, Duxford. We're actually going to be doing some audience research. We did some really good motivational research for Belfast and Churchill War Rooms this year about what the triggers and the barriers for visiting are. And we're going to do some similar research for Duxford early in the new year to try and understand exactly what the essence and the proposition is for Duxford, because it's got some very unique characteristics, and we want to be able to sell it more to a sort of adult audience during off-peak times, and a family audience during the very seasonal holiday times. And I think that's it. I won't say more.
Thank you.